Hey guys, welcome inside the film room. Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, let's take a look at the New York Jets offense this week.
Yeah, the Jets offensively this week with Josh McCown, who we're quite familiar with here
in
Cleveland.
Yeah, very well.
Is doing a really good veteran job of running a offense that is limited with their playmakers. Here's just a basic run play. You see seven in the box here with a one-back formation. That typically tells the O-line and the running back, you're going to have one guy away from the run unblocked here.
It's pretty surprising that the Jets have got off to a 2-2 start, and a lot of it's because they played good defense and they've been able to run the football. This is Bilal Powell, who had a huge day, had over 100 yards in the first half of this game, and you're going to see a big chunk play here. This is inside zone read, right, Bernie?
Inside zone read. Look at him pressed in the hole. Even though it looks terrible to the right over the right tackle, he stays in the hole, allowing time for the rest of the line to catch up, get on their blocks here, finds the cutback lane, and hits it up in there hard.
You know, the great thing about a zone blocking scheme is if you've got a running back who has good vision, he'll cut it up and make his cut off of what he sees. Like, all the over-pursuit of the Jacksonville defense here is what allows Powell to cut this back and find that free lane.
Preston, not trying to dance in the hole, just hitting it with speed. This is perfectly done. Here's a little trick that they're using from an offensive coordinator perspective and from a veteran quarterback perspective. We talked about A.J. Green last week motioning to a two-receiver set. This is also a two-receiver set, but with press coverage that Jacksonville's playing across the board right here, this motion to the top of your screen doesn't allow the defensive back to get in his proper stance to get a good jam on the receiver, therefore allowing the wide receiver to the top to get a free release, get into the hips of the DB, makes a pretty poor double move, but still good enough to get a step or two on the defensive back, and Josh makes just a pinpoint perfect throw that you want to run this route just like number 11's doing, 6 yards, 18 feet from the sideline. Josh then has the ability to lead him towards the sideline or down the field and puts this corner in an unwinnable situation.
All right, you take a look at the Jets' offense, and you see Josh McCown, the veteran quarterback. They want to run the ball. What do the Browns need to do to slow them down?
Well, the traditional statements of being basic, of playing sound within yourself, because Josh McCown, is going to study this film. You know he's going to do a good job of pre-reading, at the snap verifying, and then in turn reading the play through the course of the play. So it's imperative that we come up and make some plays, put pressure in his face. Josh has some athleticism, but basically he's a drop-back quarterback. They're going to do a little bit of play action. Don't give him those easy, safe throws.
What's it like for Josh when you play a team that you've previously played for? So you know the strengths and weaknesses of a lot of the guys on that team.
I think the team's changed a lot, but there is still that hidden competitiveness within us that, he knows where he was last year. He knows what people are saying about him winning or lack of winning games, and it's the competitor in him, knowing him. I know he's going to be ready to go this week. This is an important game for him.
Yeah, great stuff, Bernie. All right, he's Bernie. I'm Dustin. Thanks again for joining us inside the film room as we took a look at the New York Jets offense.